leaning state than anything else. When it is, you know, you
depends if you deal with regulators or not.
Well, that's true. You got CEQA and you got the Coastal Commission.
To mention a few.
But again, you know, we look at this, we put these things on the ballot, and you know, the pros and the cons are there. And I'm not a big fan of the initiative. I mean, why would anybody ask me, of all people, to make an economic decision that's going to impact the state 5, 10, 15 years down the road? That's ridiculous. You know, that to me is just silly. But again, I'm an opponent of term limits. I think the ballot box serves as if you're going to vote them out, you vote them out.
And well, I got another one that you're probably going to be just as equally tickled about, considering your personal habits.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Proposition 29, mm-hmm. which imposes an additional tax on cigarettes for cancer research.
I'm all for it.
Now, this has gone both ways. It says, okay, how many times do you go to the same well?
Yep.
And tax one segment of the community.
Yes.
The other says, okay, it might be good research, but why is the research being done out of the state of California? Why not use Davis, Stanford, Berkeley? I mean, there's a number of UCSF.
Well,
there's a number of fine cancer institutes within the state of California. This doesn't force those dollars to be spent in California.
Well,
they're going to support research in other communities.
Well, not necessarily, because the purpose of the measure is to increase the tax on tobacco to fund the following: grants for loans for biomedical, epidemiological, behavioral health, and science in California to enhance creation, staffing, and equipping of California research facilities. So if that means... So
Stanford has a branch campus in Phoenix.
Well, there's
the lack of clarity, and it gets back to that initiative process that you were alluding to. You know, we're making sausage by committee instead of the guy who knows how to make sausage.
Well, again, as a smoker and one who has attempted to quit, and I'm working on it. Please don't scream at me. Yes, exactly. It's a terrible, terrible habit, and I certainly fell into that hole back when I was in the military for no good reason, and I've been working out of it. And somebody made the comment on one of the political blogs in Sacramento that, you know, in the end, this is a user's tax, and I'm not necessarily against it. If you're going to certainly. Smoking-related health issues are a big, big cost in the nation and in California. And
no question.
You're going to smoke, well, look at it like this. When I first bought a pack of cigarettes at Fort Benning in 1983, I think I paid 95 cents. When I went to the store today, I paid $5.90. You know, so that's a big difference over the course of the last 25 years. And it's also forcing me to, I have to quit. Not only for my health reasons, but for my pocketbook. But everyone knows that my boss is such a, he's really worried about my paycheck.
it was interesting for me to see $735 million is what it does say.
Projected.
Is what these revenues are. Now, if we had something else that said, okay, we're going to take $735 million out of the state economy, we would have all kinds of positioning and talking. It's about 10% of the state budget deficit?
About, yeah, $7.5 billion. Yeah, $7.5 billion.
Versus inverted the other way and say, here's an infusion of $750 million. Everybody would be excited.
Yes.
I'm surprised that we don't have more discussion about the economics, not the behavioral change. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole different argument. But just the pure economics out of it, here's another big chunk of money being taken out of the California economy. It's kind of like gas taxes going up. Yeah, you pay them, but your discretionary dollars now have gone down significantly because of that.
Well, you also, when you say taking it out of the economy, if we're talking about research, if the money is going to fund,
discretionary dollars taken out of the pocketbooks.
Gotcha.
And out of the
yes, because now it's being history. Now it's being specifically earmarked for, instead of being able to take from, I see what you're saying, that out of that proposed $750 million pot, maybe we could use $10 million for roads here or something like that. I understand what you're saying, that it's being specifically targeted to fund health research. Is that a positive? Does that mean that that a university doesn't have to go to the federal government for a grant now? They can get that money from the states.
Different argument.
Sure.
Different argument.
You know, is that funding going to be there?
I love the way it's presented. 5 cents per cigarette. Not 20, not a buck a pack, 5 cents a cigarette. That's, yeah.
It's syntaxes are always a hot debate. And again, as a smoker, it's not the very smartest choice to make. There's no doubt about it. And it's certainly going to force me to quit.
That's interesting. It says
it's too expensive.
Increases it by $1 to $1.87 per pack.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, actually, I'm not sure if that number is correct because was it in 2008 cigarette taxes went up? And I can't recall what that jump was. And because it seems to me that it's more than a dollar. There are also federal taxes that are in there as well. And so that's an 87 increase, 87 cent increase over the last. For some reason, I thought it was higher than that, but I could be incorrect.
But no.
I know. It's shocking. It really is shocking. That catches people off guard all the time. Yeah. But again, we're talking about, and this is, you know.
Syntax, user taxes, most people get the concept behind it.
Sure.
But, you certainly have shared a couple of times that the fact that it's a habitual thing.
Yes, no doubt about
that
it.
That it's not, at some point it moves out of the realm of free choice or no, full choice for
yes.
a segment.
Yes.
And, that opens
yes.
up obviously another door we don't need to worry about, but
sure.
it's another one on top. And it just, the thing that I find always curious, it's like when the lottery was argued. Okay, it's going to create additional.
Yeah, well.
No, it didn't. No. It didn't create additional. It changed who's bearing the cost of that element of the educational funds.
Yes.
And it also resulted in behavior modification.
Yep.
Now, behavior modification in this sense, great. But now these dollars that are being allocated or projected to go towards research, what if it's only a third of that? What infrastructure has now been set up anticipating 735 and now it comes in at 200?
Yeah.
Whoops.
In the end, I don't want to pay more for a gallon of gas. I don't want to pay more for a pack of cigarettes. No, none of us do. But again, with the health related problems that are directly related to cigarettes, you got to remember, Brian, it was less than 40 years ago. People were still, they're still trying to trumpet the positive aspects of smoking.
And it didn't make you look any sexier.
No. Not at all.
See, I even counted to five on that one just in case you wanted to fill the gap.
No, not at all. But again, when we're talking, you're talking about money. That where's it going to go into the economy? Well, does it help if that money's going to be there? Does that mean there are going to be more research jobs? Does that mean there's going to be more people in labs? Does that mean there's going to be more hiring? And that's the one thing you never get from these is, and you've pointed this out on numerous occasions, and you touched on it here. Are we going to see 1,000 new jobs directly related to the increase in this tax? If so, maybe that's a net positive. If those jobs are at Berkeley, if those jobs are at Cal State Northridge in the smoking lab, and in their health, is that if that is what we can do? We never see that end result. Yes, this will result in at least 500 people being hired for the Stanford Medical School study on research. And like you said, is this going to go to an affiliate outside of the state? Let's hope not.
It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, we'll have more details on this as we get closer to the election because our news guys are going to be all over this, like white on rice.
Who are your news guys?
I don't know. We'll go find somebody.
I've got to go do that stuff for next hour.
Yeah.
Thanks, boss.
What's your lead story for next hour?
Lead story for next hour is going to be, I just recorded it. I'm sorry. Environmental groups. The Eel River... Friends of the Eel River and the Californians Against Toxins have challenged the North Coast Railroad Authority and their environmental impact report. And the NCRA went to before a federal magistrate saying that they should be exempt from the CEQA Act in California to reopen that Willits to Windsor line. And the federal magistrate kind of chuckled at them and said, no, you have to abide by state law. So that's that lead story.
Thank you very much. When we come back, we'll resume our Meet the Candidate series.